America in Symphony. The American Music Festival presents a program of music for the theater with the WNYC Concert Orchestra conducted by Macklin Merrill and Mark Blitzstein and members of the company of No for an Answer. Like its fellow arts, the screen, the dance, and radio, the theater has begun to rely more and more upon music to create a mood. Older than the other forms, the theater has adapted music into itself and created such forms as the musical comedy and the opera. However, the theater was not too old to learn from its younger branches and has incorporated into itself the principle of music to set a mood. The first selection we are to hear today follows that principle. It is the overture to Mon Ami Perrault by Samuel Barlow. Written in 1933 and 1934, the work was composed for a play by Sacha Guitry, which was produced for the first time in Paris in the latter year. Since then, it has been heard frequently on both sides of the water and has been played by such leading orchestras as New York's own Philharmonic Symphony Society. Samuel Barlow, the composer, was born in New York and has lived most of his life here. One of the outstanding composers of the day, he was also the composer of the delightful music for the Theatre Guild Lunt Fontaine comedy, Amphitryon 38. The WNYC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Macklin Merrill, plays the overture to Mon Ami Perrault by Samuel Barlow. And now we turn to music of a different sort. Mark Blitzstein produced his first full-length work in 1937. It was The Cradle Will Rock. From the first, its reception by the critics was enthusiastic. It was, for the theater, a new development, a play that combined music and lyrics and dialogue into a new shape, something that, for want of a better word, was called a play with music. Since that first work, other composers have followed suit. Today on Broadway, there are at least two examples of plays with music, plays that more or less follow the pattern set by Mr. Blitzstein. Mr. Blitzstein himself has also completed a work in this form, selections from which we are to hear tonight. It's called No for an Answer. And here is Mark Blitzstein, who will play the piano, to tell you about it. Mark.
This evening, we are performing four numbers from the opera No for an Answer. I won't go into the story of the opera here, except to say that it concerns a workers' social club in a small town in America. A workers' social club, not a social workers' club. The opera concerns the struggles of this club to keep existing in the face of a storm of reaction in the town. The first number we are doing today is the opening number of the opera. The Diogenes Club is holding a chorus rehearsal, and so this number is performed by the No for an Answer Chorus, with Rupert Pohl as tenor solo and Charles Polachek as Kutch, the choral director.
Na, 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 na. Together with the words.
Once there was a war of the beasts and the birds. The two armies asked the bat to come and join them, but the bat could not decide which to join. He told the birds, "I'm a beast," and told the beast, "I'm a bird now." He went where the beasts were. The beasts nearly tore him to pieces. This is what a worker can learn from the bat. He'd better know which side he's on and not be torn to pieces by both sides.
You're flat.
Kutch, let's do quick part this time, yes?
All right, slow, then quick, without the words. Ready? And
la 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 la.
Now quick.
Take the book and read the lesson. Take the book and read the lesson. Take the book and read the lesson through. When you are alone, you are treated well by none. When you stand together, all of you can speak as one. Turn the pages of the lesson, turn the pages of the lesson. Here is what the book will tell to you. If we have a club, then we all can stand as one. Here's a picture of a man alone. He can only see what he can see. But here he's with a lot of men, so he sees everything. Here the man has only two ears. Here the same man has a million. Stretching north and south and east and west.
number is a comic number sung by Bulge, one of the members of the Diogenes Club. This number is called Penny Candy, and the part of Bulge is played by Kurt Conway.
I walks up to this rich woman, and I collapses. She says, you one of the people who work here? I says, I don't exactly work here. They let me come and rest myself sometimes. She says, what's the matter? Are you ill? I says, ill? Well, my life. She says, what's the matter with your life? So I tells her. Ah, madam, I will spare you my tales of woe. You'd sorrow so, your heart would break. There was my darling mother who cursed and drank. One day she sank down in that lake. The lake by her window and she in bed, by liquor maimed. She must have fell out and fell in. She's dead and still unclaimed. For 10 years we haven't found the body. Ah, madam, I won't tell you about myself. I'm on the shelf, a ruined life. My children in the gutter and garbage grew. Their mother too, my wedded wife. And me with lumbago and bitten by a special curse. All night and all day I'll be sitting by and feeling worse and worse. Why? I got a secret passion. This old wreck can still dream, madam, you'd never guess. She says, liquor too, I suppose. Me? Never touched it. Riches? Nah, I don't crave riches. She says, women. Really, madam, you have mistaken your man. You'd only laugh at me. You'd think it's childish. No, I won't. What is it? Go on, tell me. You sure? Oh, lead me to that smell of penny candy. Although I ain't got any penny handy. If you will only say that I may smell a spearmint bell, a nonpareil, a scotch delight, a taffy bite. No, not a bite, but just a smell. Take me away, I don't feel well. Oh, I'll go crazy only smelling when I cannot buy a thing today. She says, what a peculiar passion to have. But me, I'm an artist. I goes right on. I says, I guess that penny candy has always been my set and sin and secret vice. And though it is my shame, I can think of tons of other ones not near so nice. I once had an uncle was just like me, a queer galoot. He fell off a derrick and broke his knee. They had to shoot. But when they began to chloroform him, he said, take it away, no chloroform. So they said, well, what'll we give him? So he said, oh, lead me to that smell of penny candy. That's all I need to make me fine and dandy. If you will only say that I may smell them Tootsie Rolls, them licorice mops, them jelly beans, them chocolate drops. For if I cannot have one smell, it's just as well I pass away today. She says, you mean to say you really dream of penny candy? You know, I think that's touching. Touching. Aha. And now I presses to the advantage. And madam, would you guess that my every kid inherited my love for sweets? The misery is that I may never try to satisfy the little treats. For many and many's the number of pennies could be spent. Did you know the price of an orange slice? It's 6 for a cent. Go on, kids. Back to your gutter. Oh, the most pitiful story I ever heard. Here, take this, my poor, poor man. She hands me a bill. It was 20 smackers. So what did I do? I went and bought out a store of penny candy. What do you think I did? I'm an artist. I runs after her. Here, madam, take back your money. I'll never forget you. For to me, madam, to me, You're an all-day sucker.
The next number is called Francie. It is a love song between Joe and his girl, Francie. Joe is a worker who has just come home from 6 months in Georgia, where he was imprisoned on a rather vague charge. Joe is sung by Robert Simon, and Francie by Norma Green.
From the laundry. I missed you so much, Joe. Did you miss me? Did you? A lot? Really?
Francie.
You're so thin. You got awful thin in that place, Joe. Do you have to take that kind of a risk? Joe, promise me, will you? What do you think of that fella, Paul? Rich people like that. Still sticking around.
Francie,
I got so much to tell you, Joe. You was away so long. Didn't we have a wonderful time at that bar? Funny I never been there before. He's very impressed 'cause you was in jail. Paul, I mean. He keeps begging for a chance to prove he's our friend. Do you really think he's on the level? I guess he does maybe talk a little too much, huh? He says he'll help with our recruiting for the union. He'll drive us in his own car, he says. He's really a nice fella. What do you think, Joan? We vote on it next meeting. And when should we start it? The recruiting, I mean. Pretty soon now, huh? Joe, are you listening?
Francie.
Let him?
Oh, Francie, oh, I don't know. Oh, Francie, oh, Francie, Francie, oh.
You're making fun of me. His wife, Clara, she dresses so swell. Why'd she have to offer me that belt, though? What does she think I am? Oh, Joe, don't go away again, please.
Francie.
I love you so. Joe, not here.
Francie, Francie, Francie. Da, 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 da.
Someone will see. Joe. Joe, 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 Joe.
The next number is sung by Bobby, a nightclub singer, and is a torch song called I'm Fraught, more or less parodying the Cole Porter style. It is performed by Carol Channing.
Do you know what I am about you? I'll tell you what I am about you.
I'm fraught, simply fraught, utterly fraught with you. I've got you under my nails, between my teeth, around, about, above and underneath. Oh, with you I am simply utterly fraught.
Satan only knows
I'm caught, tense and taut, fairly distraught with you.
I'll be your light overhead, your mat underfoot. I'm a slow creeping vine, but I've quite taken root.
For with you I am simply frantically fraught.
You know, yes indeedy boy. Wanna shriek, wanna shout, wanna tell the folks about it. Can't keep quiet, Well, my brain's a fog, my foolish tongue runs riot.
Hurdy-gurdy blues I've got, over-wordy blues I've got them. Oh, my dear, still and all through the night. Night and day, body and breath, without end of all my dreams and hopes and some of madness. I and you, you and I, me and we. Oh, my dear, we both of us knew it was not to be this thing between us. I said to myself, and yet, you positively go to my bedroom. You're stuck, simply stuck, utterly stuck with me. I plan to pour you and beat you, and taste you and eat you. I'll gorge me and glut me, till no one's there but me. With you, only with you, just with you. And I do mean you. I'm... What was it now? Oh, fraught!
The final number today is sung by the full chorus. Most of the members of the Diogenes Club are Greek Americans, and so we are provided automatically with a Greek chorus for the opera. Here they are singing the title song, No for an Answer. They are angry. Three of their members have been unjustly arrested, and the song is the expression of their anger and of their determination.
Sing insist song.
Which one is that?
When I was in old country, I knew America had to be finest land in the whole world. Now I hear... I insist America be like that. Sing insist song.
You're making a mistake if you think we don't mean it. It's we who shall say what we'll not allow. Set to take our chance. If you're there.
answer no.